Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Miller steals second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson takes first base on ball four. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is one for one in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Moore steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Rice moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Lansford moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller is walked intentionally. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Allinson moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thomas. Evans reaches second base with a double. Allinson scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Easterly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy strikes out. There goes Allinson. The throw from Simmons to second, and Allinson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Haas now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Ladd now pitching. Gary Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Allenson strikes out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Bob Stanley now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Brewers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lansford bunts towards the mound. Bernard fields it and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. Bob McClure now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Perez pinch hits for Rick Miller. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing center field. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Yount steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.